I'm Rona Tarrant. Three Chilean abuse survivors who met with Pope Francis have said his apology to them must be accompanied by concrete actions, not only against those who commit sexual abuse, but against those who cover it up. The three were speaking in Rome after meeting with the Pope, who'd invited them to the Vatican after apologising for underestimating the seriousness of allegations of a cover-up against a Chilean bishop. All three welcomed the Pope's apology, but sharply criticised the Chilean bishops for their role in, quote, misinforming the Pope on the reality of sexual abuse. President Trump's friend and new lawyer Rudy Giuliani has said Trump did reimburse a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump had said he knew nothing about his former attorney, Michael Cohen, using his own money to pay Daniels as part of a 2016 confidentiality agreement. But Giuliani told Fox News that Trump gave the money back and that the transaction had nothing to do with the presidential campaign. Daniels has said she was paid shortly before the election and is suing Trump for defamation. Iowa has approved a new abortion law banning most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Republican lawmakers passed the bill in back-to-back votes, sending it to the governor's desk to sign into law. If it comes into effect, the bill will ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has not said if she will sign the bill. Catholics in Congo are planning more large-scale peaceful demonstrations across the country to protest President Joseph Kabila's refusal to leave power. The church's lay coordination committee made the statement on Tuesday. Bishops have pressed Kabila to step down since his second and final term expired in 2016. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.